Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tom Diggs.
That's a baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He's a beer wonder. Why?
Why?
Bruce, Bruce.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Just watched Messi last night. It's my first time taking the bait and watching him. And I mean,
you can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I think that we need to just put Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge in like the Savannah Bananas or Single A Baseball.
The MLS is not Savannah Bananas, Single A Baseball. Okay.
I mean, Dallas was up, to be fair.
No, yeah. They got outplayed. I mean, the midfielder, his last name started with a V. He had man of the match in a cinch before Messi nailed that free kick. It was absolute scenes. It really did.
That was absurd. Like, I don't know. The free kicks fucking talk.
Perfect. Yep.
Just, you can say whatever you want. All the people. The Ronaldo people in shambles was the kicker for me.
Yeah, like, I mean, you knew that was coming.
Oh.
But it's like.
Get over it. I'm a giant Ronaldo fan. Get over it.
Yeah, but it's like, obviously ESPN isn't covering the fucking Saudi league, dude. Yeah.
When they were like struggling to set up the wall, you knew that the Messi was probably nailing it.
I loved people who hadn't watched soccer in a while being like, why is that guy laying on the ground?
They don't know that's the move?
No, a lot of people were like, there's a guy laying on the fucking ground. I'm like, yeah, that's so he doesn't slide it under, dude.
She could. He also could go off that guy's back to himself,
dude, flip it over fucking, to Jordy. Literally, if there was a fucking bucket this big in the top corner, it would have went in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's every touch leads to a goal, basically, he takes.
It was absolute perfection.
I was thinking about this, like, this morning, just in general. What if you took Patrick Mahomes and just put him on, like, an XFL team? I feel like that'd be the exact same. Like, that's a pretty fair equivalent of just taking the greatest player of that sport and then just putting him on a random ass team that really is tier, like, what? What league would you even say that, like, MLS is, Gumpy?
I think MLS is decent. It's just,
like, they're like tier three, right? Like, under Premier League?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, Messi also makes everybody better. Like, it's different. Like, Ronaldo's team isn't fucking world beaters in the Saudi league.
Yep. So, Gump, what I'll say is, like, the intrigue to me is the fact that they're in last place and are probably going to win the entire league. That's what makes it cool.
I was looking at this last night because I was trying to figure. I went on a bit of a deep dive after just trying to figure it out. So, they have, I said it on Pat's show, but they have, where is it?
10 left, two in hand. 12 left, two in hand.
So they have Cincy at home, Cincy's first place in the league.
It's a tough one.
And they have LAFC away. So those are like their two like shoot hard games.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta away is turf. And Charlotte away, last game of the season, is turf. So I just hope we don't end up in a situation where like Miami last needs game. To win that last game of the year. And fucking Messi sitting out because it's turf.
It's fucking.
And I wonder if it's Messi, Busquets, and Elba.
I was just about to say, are they all sitting out because it's turf?
I've been trying to figure that out. I've been deep diving, trying to get to the bottom of this because I never heard Messi say he wouldn't play on turf. I guess it's just universally known.
Gotcha.
I never saw the tweet or anything where it was like.
I could see Messi the MLS too saying, "All right, neutral site, like." What are we even talking about?
Making Charlotte give away their own.
But do you worry about next season they throw Sergio Ramos at the back and they just wire to wire the league? Does it start to lose sort of its like luster?
I don't think they're going to wire to wire.
I don't think so, man.
Ah.
If you throw, so I next year, might. I imagine they'll
Let's
have
see how Ramos, the rest of the year goes.
They'll have Ramos center back, and then Suarez will be up top next year. Yeah.
I understand his contract is.
Well, they're all going to be like fucking 38 at the time.
Yeah.
It's literally their bars will be their bars.
They're playing tiki taka beer league.
I think that's why Messi's so happy. Yeah. Like, I honestly don't think he was happy playing with fuck. I guess he played with Neymar at Barca, but like. He just didn't seem like he was happy at PSG.
No one's happy on that. No one's happy.
Yeah, Neymar wants him. But who wants Neymar?
Nobody. Well, I'm assuming somebody
like Barcelona wants him back. But like, I don't think Man City or any of those.
Maybe he'll go to Inter.
Airy stand at Tottenham again.
Yeah. Hey, Neymar would be a much needed flame at Tottenham. That would be sweet.
This weekend, Jake Paul won unanimous decision. What else was there?
There's some golf.
There was
that was highly entertaining, man.
We didn't do golf. Preseason games, all of them start this week. Only news that I've seen so far, I'll jump deeper into it tomorrow, is that Baker's going to start game one. Trask is going to start game two, which means the ones are most likely going to go both games there. So that's huge news. What's going on, Becker?
AJ's on. We don't know why.
For some reason, AJ's on the screen that I watch Pat's show, the main show on. Like, AJ's just on the screen. I have no idea why.
Probably doing something.
Well, yeah, they're probably just doing something.
No, he's like not talking, though.
No, I mean, Mitt is just so distracted right now.
Yeah. They didn't react.
Oh, there he is. I hear you, Foxy.
That Foxy? AJ.
Oh, no. I think our wires are crossed.
Hold on, they're not reacting.
And we got them now.
Foxy, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, Foxy.
Can Foxy hear us?
I don't say anything.
I don't think
they can hear us.
Hold on, I'm calling Foxy.
Yeah, they can't.
They can't.
Let me show you. I have to show you, AJ.
You need to. No.
Oh, the best, dude.
He's just sitting there, bro.
What a laugh.
So mad. All right, enough. All right, sorry.
I can hear you. Yeah, I figured. Mitt's brain's in a pretzel right now. can you mute their mics?
Yeah, they should be.
Okay, they should be.
They are.
We could hear you, though.
Okay, I'll call you back if we can still hear you. Later. Yeah, okay.
All right.
You all right now, Mitt?
Yeah, back to our regular schedule program.
Jake Paul, you had a decision.
Yep, I fell asleep. I tried. Amanda Serrano watched that fight.
Good fight?
It was entertaining. Yeah, it was a good fight. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, it was fucking entertaining.
Yeah, I had a
headache. She beat the shit out of that other girl. And that other
girl. Oh, yeah. Good, that girl's face was fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a scene.
England's now the favorite to win, or they were the favorite even before this weekend to win the...
A tournament from Nigeria, though, man.
Yeah.
I like Japan, and that's all because I saw Gabe Morenci tweeting that he likes Japan, so now I like Japan.
Babe, Gabe said it.
Yeah, he was giving them out of 20-1. Now they're 4-1.
The Lionesses did lose Reese James' sister, who's very good. She got a red card in the game today, so she'll be out for the next game.
Damn. Step on somebody?
Yeah.
I thought I saw
that. A lot of everyone was throwing back to the old Beckham when he hit it against Argentina.
I thought I saw that. What else? Yeah, there's some golf. The playoffs start, so we'll do golf betting this week. That was on me last week.
75 remain as the eyes of the sporting world are transfixed on the FedEx Cup.
Boom. We'll do that. Probably get the junkies on.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
See what the junkies have been up to.
We can get them off the course.
Yeah, if we can get them off the course. AFC and NFC North this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting cold.
It is getting, it's getting cold out there.
Football weather.
Football. We're going to do college football. Still going to figure out how we want to do that. 20 days, so we'll just pick the conferences probably. At some
point. Yeah, I like the Big 12 team at home plus 7.5.
I hate when you fucking do
the Big 10 after dark will be pretty sweet, but man, this is a...
Wild.
This is a tough day for the West Coast. I grew up watching fucking Oregon and the Huskies.
We all did.
Saturday night, dude.
Well, I mean, right now it makes sense. Just get it done. Send Oregon State, Washington State to the Big 12.
Yep.
I mean, if the ACC really wants fucking Stanford and Cal, go ahead, do it.
So, like, is the Pac-12 just basically going to become the Mountain West? And, like, the Mountain West is just now it's the old whack.
Like, is the Pac-12 just going to be wiped?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, nothing. Mountain West isn't changing at all.
It's going to be the Pac-10 half of the Big Ten. The Big Pack.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So basically what? Like Oregon State and like the four teams left, they're going to have to go to the Mountain West?
No.
Oregon State would have a fucking
goal. Stanford and Cal teams like are going to the Big 12 now, right?
No, or the ACC. Is the latest report.
Yeah.
Fuck?
And then Oregon State, maybe they'll go to the Mountain.
So is Pac-12 just isn't televised this year then?
No, this year it is.
Oh, this year it is?
It runs out after this season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Hey, fuck, good year to go out on for the Pac-12.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck, it got some wagons in there.
Yep. And then the winner of the Pac-10 West and the winner of the Pac-10 East should just play in the Rose Bowl.
Are you talking about this year?
Big Ten?
No, I'm talking about in the future 20-team Big Ten. Somebody tweeted it. They should just keep it as it is, basically.
You said Pac-10, so it confused us.
Yeah, you meant Big Ten, but
I get you. Yeah, 20-team Big Ten.
Yeah, so Big Ten, 10.
The West half.
Big 20.
Plays the White half, or the East half in the Rose Bowl.
That would actually be pretty sweet.
But the Rose Bowl is now a playoff game.
Yeah, and then you're going to throw the playoff changing into the mix.
Yeah, you have to, because it's not like you're not going to give a at-large to the fucking pack nothing.
All right, I'm going to say college football playoff totally wrecked college football. I missed the BCS. Fuck this.
No, it was breaking up.
Yeah, this has nothing to do
with it. It was breaking up Big East basketball.
It has nothing to do with the playoff. It has everything to do with TV money.
Nothing is sacred.
The BCS, dude, it was just two teams, man.
The BCS was awesome, though.
That was a fucking nightmare, dude. Do you know how mad people get over the four teams?
The BCS sucked, dude. You had a computer that picked it.
It was absolutely terrible.
Dude, that was fucking brutal.
Hated that.
All right, okay, sorry. I'm super biased because only time my dad coached for a good college
football team. Were you like six when the BCS was around?
I was seven when my dad won the Orange Bowl, and it was the coolest trip of all time.
I got a fucking sweet allowance that year.
No, I got a sick watch.
Oh. And a jersey and a t-shirt and my ice cream.
All right.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Baseball today and the North.
I like some dogs today. It's a little doggy day in MLB.
And the EPL this weekend, right?
Yep.
All right.
Shirley, the EPL.
And La Liga as well.
And La Liga.
And League.
And League. Okay. Let's do baseball. You guys bet baseball this week?
I put out two PODs on Saturday and both lost after a very good week. It was great.
I couldn't tell you what I did on Friday, to be honest with you. I don't remember at all.
I think you were 2-1, I think.
I don't play. I don't fucking play.
I think we had a good Friday, if I remember.
A little day game before the night games kick off. The Dodgers at the Dads. Gonsolin goes against Lugo. I'm good there.
Yeah, I'm out.
I was looking at the records of these teams, and I also just kind of like the Dodgers, so I'm taking Dodgers money line plus 120.
I'm on the Dodgers as well. I got them plus 1.5, minus 165. I think it's worth the lay. I know they've been struggling a bit, but they got to get right.
Did you just look at the records?
Fine, Gonsolin. I mean,
they beat the shit out of them last night.
I just kind of know them, but yeah.
Yuri Perez goes against Brandon Williamson, Miami's in Cincinnati. I like Yuri Perez a lot better than I like Brandon Williamson. So I'm on the Marlins first five money line.
I'm out on this one.
I'm again on the Cincinnati Reds plus 1.5. Like I said at the offset, I like a lot of the dogs. I know the Reds have been getting shellacked and their poor pitching has been exposed of late.
Yeah.
But I still think they show some fight getting back home.
Okay. The Twins, the winners, I believe, of four straight. Potentially go against the Detroit Tigers. Pablo Lopez goes against Joey Wentz. I'm going to take the 20s full game money line.
Ooh, might join you. What's that at? 165?
Yeah,
I'll join you on that.
Come on in for a swim. Water's warm.
That's certainly the side.
I wouldn't go the other way.
First five.
Nats are in Philly. Trevor Williams goes against Ranger Suarez. I stayed away from this one.
Yeah, too juicy here.
Mm-hmm. Talk about juicy. Spencer Strider is pitching in Pittsburgh tonight.
I'm throwing this in a money line parlay with the Rangers, both full game, minus 115.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
I hear it was one. Cubbies are in New York, so we got the...
Say it, Bruce.
The Red Hot Cubs versus the icy, icy, icy cold New York Mets.
Say it, Bruce.
Who do I like on the mound better? It's Senga.
I missed the game. I'm on the Rangers too, laying the 1.5. but the wrong team here is favored.
Okay. I took the Cubs out of pure had to as a dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're not going Senga?
No.
Senga Genesis?
Wait, is yeah, Senga is favored.
Senga is favored, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on the Cubs as a dog.
Yeah,
first
me
five,
too.
First Wait. Five plus a half.
That's, yeah, that's Cubs the, first five plus a half.
That's the play of the day.
P.O.D.?
P.O.D.
I mean, I watched a couple Cubbies games this weekend. Fucking battle the Braves. Playing
good ball, man. But you can beat the Braves back-to-backs playing good ball.
The Mets are an absolute shit show.
Dead.
Yeah.
I would say I like Senga better in the pitching matchup, but there's just no world where I can't take the Cubs.
He got lit up by the Royals last time out, too.
The handicap with the Mets, and, you know, they've lost five straight, so obvious now, but they sold at the deadline, and they didn't just say, hey, we're going to suck the rest of this year. They said, hey, we're going to suck next year, too. So everybody just stop trying. That's what they did.
Yes.
Whoops.
Cole Ragans goes against Mr. Bello. I'm good on that game.
Yeah, too juicy with the Sox getting swept by the fucking Jays this weekend.
We got Ryu back on the mound against Gavin Williams, Toronto and Cleveland. I couldn't find a side there.
Yeah, I need to see more Ryu. I'm out.
Rockies and Brewers. Peter Lambert goes against Freddie Peralta. I wanted to take the Brewers. For some reason, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm out.
Just couldn't do it.
A little worried there. Huh? About the, you're getting a little worried about those Rockies.
Yeah, always worried about the Rockies. Gary Cole goes against Dylan Cease. You want him, Bruce?
Yeah. I mean, Gary Cole should win the Cy Young. The Yankees are one of the best teams in baseball every 5 days. Okay. And tonight we lay 165.
And this one kind of hurts my heart, but Yankees minus 1.5 is my play of the day.
Whoa.
Damn.
Jeez.
Whoa. Damn.
And so
he
lays down his sword game one of the series.
Give me Yanks first five money line.
I mean, Cease is the only pitcher on the staff left that's worth a shit, but I mean, Tim Anderson's knocked out. There's nothing going right for this club.
Yeah, he did.
And suspended.
Knocked out and
suspended. Yeah.
I love how we got the most games.
The replies to that tweet were pretty funny.
I can imagine.
Six games? What a punch in the face.
The memes were so funny.
Logie Webb goes against Patrick Sandoval. This game confused me.
Yeah, put me down for the Giants first five money line. Angels haven't won since the trade deadline.
That was the worry. That was the old worry there. Because I like Sandoval. Webb, much better at home, but still good.
Seems short for the Giants here.
And you guys are on the Rangers against Waldichuk. I can't believe you guys are going against
Waldichuk. Yeah. So what game did I miss? The Braves were you guys talking about?
No. He threw the Braves in a money line parlay with the Rangers, so you just heard Rangers in your head.
Yep. And I was like, oh, wait, I missed the Rangers already? Give me the Rangers.
Talking about parlays and the Rangers, I have a parlay that I just kind of, I usually do this betting against Kansas City and Oakland, so Texas money line, Boston money line, and then just to throw it in there as well, because I personally think that Colorado stinks, I'm going with Minnesota or Milwaukee money line.
Do we have a Mitt Parlay's record update?
Oh, really good.
It was clipping for a while, and then I got really cold during the break, and I have not gotten it back.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night, buddy.
Tonight's the night.
Maybe.
All right, so tonight I am on Marlins first five, Twins full game, and Cubs first five plus a half.
Twins full game money line, full game money line parlay, Rangers and Braves, Cubs first five plus a half, Yankees first five money line, Giants first five money line.
I've got the underdog trio of the Dodgers, Reds, and Cubs. You can bet those however you'd like. Maybe it's first five plus a half. Maybe it's a parlay of all of them on the run line. You know,
whatever you want to do.
Dealer's choice. And then I'm on the Yankees money line and the Rangers minus 1.5.
Okay. All right. Is that a Friday shirt?
No, this is, well,
that's the month.
I feel like the other one's kind of taken over the Friday.
That's the checkered flag to let us know that this lap, this week.
This is the start of the week.
This is where we go. Start of the week,
That's what they wave at the start is the checkered flag.
Is that the last lap?
Yeah.
Also, just living out of a suitcase, you guys. Just grab
fingers crossed, pal. All right. Would you like to do our NFL previews for this
week? Yes.
Very interesting.
Let's start in the NFC North with the longest odds, and that would be your Chicago Bears. They weren't always the longest odds. The Packers were actually the longest odds to start the year, but things have kind of evened out there.
Tony ate a bug.
Swallowed a June bug. Jesus Christ. Bears, plus 6,000 Super Bowl, plus 3,000 to win the NFC, plus 430 to win the NFC East, and 7.5 is their win total. Okay? A little bit of a breakdown. Are their weapons better this year? Yes. You would say yes. DJ Moore. Mooney, I think Mooney's a really good number two. Claypool, whatever. He is what he is. He could be a great number three. Who knows?
The best part is that all these sweet plays and catches are happening, but there's no footage of
them. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of that. Yeah.
I do struggle with the Mooney as a solid number two.
I think
you need more out of Chase. And
I think, yeah.
Let's see something. Every other team has shown some sort of a highlight.
I've seen so much of the Justin Fields. This is Justin Fields' year. He's looking so good. Boom, boom, boom.
Like Justin Fields.
I've always liked Justin Fields coming out of college.
They can run the fuck out of the ball.
But I think their red zone threat this year is going to be DJ Moore, and his over-under is only 4.5. They just got him. Like, I feel like they're going to really want to get him the ball, really get him into the end zone. And all these 4.5s for receiving touchdowns, I don't know why, but now I'm starting to get like pretty scared.
Too good to be true.
Like, yeah, I think all the 4.5s are too good to be true.
Yep. See, like, Justin Fields is going to run.
See, DJ Moore actually scares me in the red zone because, yeah, they're going to be running a fuck ton. They have Cole Kmet. They have Bob Tonyan. Chase Claypool is tall, so they might use him more down there.
Jumps high.
He does jump high.
Turns around and
he'll try to catch it down here.
T-Rex hands.
Yeah. He'll fall a lot.
Okay, yep. But who's going to lead that team in receiving touchdowns? Probably DJ Moore. Hopefully that's over 5.
Maybe Cole Kmet.
I was going to say Cole Kmet, but they just...
Because, like, all right, so Justin Fields, how many is he throwing for? How many is he running for? He's running for probably, like, you know, 10 to 12.
That's such a high number.
That is a very high number, but he's that good at running
the football. Who's their running back?
Is it Herbert?
They lost Montgomery to the Lions. They brought somebody in.
Is it Khalil Herbert?
Yeah, it's Khalil Herbert. Donta Foreman is also there. Of the Carolina Panthers last year. He had a good year last year.
Yeah, he was good.
So I think they're better than they were last year. I mean, they weren't very good last year. The number one overall pick. My problem was when I looked at their schedule, it's not a hard schedule. But it's kind of hard to... I guess it depends on how you feel about the Chicago Bears. If you think they're bad, then
It's all a big Justin Fields MVP future ticket over the next three
seasons. Well, he has the most MVP future tickets of anyone in the fucking NFL.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy.
I think 8 wins is a big ask if you're...
Huge jump. That's a huge jump.
Right? I think... I thought their win total would be like 6.5.
All right, so at Tampa... What do you do with that one?
I think they can find a win there.
I would give them
Tampa
that one.
Also, okay. But Tampa could also...
But it's on the road, though. Like versus Denver. What do you do there?
No fucking clue. Don't know anything about either of these teams, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's a toss-up.
At the Commanders.
I would take the Manders.
I'm taking Commanders.
See, like, all
of you... See, we're getting a little down on the Bears.
I mean, I'm taking...
They were number one over.
Let's not act like going into Washington's an easy barn, dude.
True. Yeah.
A lot of people. Green Bay went into Washington and lost last year.
All these, like, versus the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Like, I'll give you. They'll beat the Cardinals. There's one
at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Kyler could be back, like, balling out. I don't know.
What about the Falcons? You got the Falcons better?
The Falcons are the same type of team.
All right, so this is the ninth.
You know how I feel.
Ninth thing we've done. Right?
Yeah.
By far the hardest handicap for me on when looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Really? What do you think?
This is my only one that I've actually bet their season total, and it's under, and I bet the under 7.5.
I mean, that's probably the direction I would go.
Yeah. Like you said, Gumpy, I think it's a game too high. I do think that a lot of those games we just ran through are going to be very close and that it could, you know, all of them basically could go either way. It just can Justin Fields make a huge leap with his, you know, throwing the ball accurately. Sure. And, you know, Jalen Hurts was saying the same thing last summer and he did it. So
he did.
Yeah.
No real signs.
He did, but he
Justin Fields.
We didn't talk about this. He had probably the best line in the NFL.
Yeah,
the Bears do not.
True. And he also had AJ Moore and Devontae Smith.
AJ Brown.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
All true.
Yes.
And yeah. Really, I mean, their schedule. I don't think their schedule's.
No, I mean it's a very gettable schedule.
Jalen Hurts also isn't as good on the ground as.
No. Justin Fields is
tremendous,
unbelievable. Go back and look at his rushing highlights from last year.
No, I understand, but just thinking about it, Jalen Hurts also.
How many 70-yard touchdowns do you have?
How many times did Jalen Hurts have to run the ball 70 yards? He had a fucking clean pop.
He runs the zone.
That's not the argument.
The RPO very well. Jalen Hurts does. But just pure running the football, Justin Fields is a good bit better than him.
I agree. It does not.
I mean, 1 year, I'm not really just completely sold on anybody.
Well, no, I mean, like, you don't have to, like, really, though, improve, though.
There's only one stone cold fact about the Chicago Bears. It's that Justin Fields is going to have success running the football.
Yeah. Fucking, you could sign that up.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't even know what his totals are for, if they even have rushing totals for quarterbacks.
I didn't want to touch him. There's so much hype around him, and like, but he runs the ball so much. If he gets hurt, like, your future bet's screwed.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always been a proponent of not taking seasons long totals.
He's plus 170 for the most regular season quarterback rushing yards.
Is he the favorite?
Second.
No. Oh, yeah, he is. Lamar's plus 260.
Wow.
Hurts, Richardson are plus 400.
Hurts plus 400.
You want to know how many yards? Justin, guess how many yards he ran for last year.
600, 700?
1,100 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say 12. I was going to say 1,200, 1,300.
Holy fuck. How many did he pass for? Like 2,000 maybe?
I don't know the passing.
Dude, holy shit. Okay. Ran
so, I mean,
it's basically every play that he dropped back to pass, he's just running the ball.
Yeah. I could see him leading the league and rush it. Like, because Lamar's. Yeah. I'm not saying Lamar isn't as much as a worry anymore, but I don't think there's going to be as many design runs out of Monken's offense than there was.
Yeah, I mean,
he had.
Fields have 8 or more rushing touchdowns is only plus 130.
I'm taking that. I think he might lead the entire NFL in rushing because the way that they're playing with running backs now, like,
who?
How many times in the NFL?
NFL. Who's going to lead the NFL in rushing?
Justin Fields.
You just went from saying that he's not a good runner to he's going
to
lead the NFL.
I didn't say he wasn't a good runner. I said it's not fair to say he's a much better runner than Jalen Hurts.
So did you say this, Tony? Sorry, his total is 800.
So he went over it last year.
Yeah.
Like almost 400 yards.
Yeah. His total is 800 and a half. My apologies.
That's tough to resist. And then you always have like that like fifth TV with the Bears
yeah.
And the
Cardinals,
and you just see Fields running and you know that you're making money. I might do that.
Think about it.
I mean, I'm gonna have to start actually watching Bears games because I'm realizing I did not watch any Bears games.
I feel like I had to pull all the highlights, so like I just saw Justin Fields.
They played the AFC East last year too.
The defense we haven't really covered.
No, we haven't. Much. I mean, it's.
I feel like that's not good.
Their defense stinks.
The linebackers got better.
Good catch.
Because they brought.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bringing in Ngakoue for 10.5 mil right now, there is a concern about your defense.
They brought in Edmonds from Buffalo and what is it, Edwards from the Eagles. So their linebackers are much better.
We're beefed up.
Their safeties are decent.
Bears.
Frisker and fucking who? Eddie Jackson.
So there is a little Duh Bears in there still.
Yeah, I mean.
Duh Bears.
I think they're going to be a better team. 4 wins better? I don't know.
I think 8 wins is a big ask here.
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, that's...
Like I said, I would just rather go to the window with the rest of the schmucks.
And I love Justin Fields, but I think 8 wins is a big ask.
All right, let's do the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hell
this, yeah. This might be the... I mean, I don't think I felt better about a fucking bet yet.
6,000 to win the Super Bowl. 3,500 to win the AFC. 475 to win the AFC North. Win total is 8.5. I think they have good weapons. Obviously, Deontay a good too?
Yeah, I'd give Deontay Johnson a good
two. Pickens could be a good one.
Yeah, both of those guys are.
I think A-Rob has
1A, 1B.
Apparently, the word out of camp is that he's been really good in camp. Who knows? Obviously, Freiermuth. I love Freiermuth. I think he's great.
Who doesn't love Freiermuth?
Darnell Washington. Once the pads got on, Darnell Washington came out to play. The O-line, they got Siumalu, who came over. They drafted Broderick Jones.
The biggest thing for me is their O-line will be better.
Yeah. I think for sure.
Nosh.
It's supposed to be better. PFS got him ranked fucking 12th.
Broderick Jones is one of the big.
Oh, so they were 7th in pass blocking last year, way down the list in rush blocking last year.
So got to be better.
Got to be better again.
Just hopefully have more just overall complexity on offense.
Sure. Offense coordinator could be a problem. Defense, they signed Heist.
So I was looking at PFF ahead of this. TJ Watt, it was an 83. How does their scoring system work?
I don't
spat out my coffee.
They don't lose when TJ Watt plays. They were 6-2 down the stretch last year after he came back.
He's in the top 3 best non-quarterbacks in the NFL.
He won defensive MVP 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They brought in every linebacker that was on the market. Fucking Cole Holcomb from Washington, Lamb Roberts, fucking Quan Alexander.
Landon Roberts is healthy. He's very good.
Nick Kwiatkoski they brought in. They brought in every linebacker you can imagine. And then obviously the back end, fucking Joey Porter Jr., Patrick Peterson. I think the defense is going to be really good.
Joey Porter Jr., if he just hits people hard, is going to be so sick.
That's all you want.
Just lay. I mean, that's all he did at Penn State, is just lay people out.
Schedule is not easy.
No.
It doesn't start too... I mean...
I think you get off to a hot start.
Yeah, the yeah. Like the,
I think maybe... week one, I would take the Niners, but after that, like, I think you can get on a run there where you could go beat the Browns at home, win at Vegas, win at Houston, get the Ravens, win at Rams. I think you beat the Jag. I mean, I'm all in on the over. I think 8.5 is short.
You could almost book it that they're going to split with the Ravens.
Yep.
They'll probably split with the Browns too. And then what happens with the Bengals? They beat them last year. Burrow threw 5 interceptions though.
I think you can go splits all the way around. Maybe you get 2 from the Browns.
Ooh. See, I think I'm higher on the Browns.
There was a man yesterday who had. The Browns beating the Steelers twice and going 6-11.
Okay.
Is that on my replies because I called Joe Thomas's kid a loser? Or?
No, NFL Network.
See, I think I don't want to say this, but I think you can. You would hope to give them Houston, the Rams, Tennessee, Arizona, and Indy. And then toss-ups like Vegas, Green Bay, New England,
Seattle,
like those. I feel good about the team. I'm very biased when we're talking about this team, though. So
yeah,
I think 8.5 is short. I think 10-7 is realistic here.
Yeah, I think they're a 10-11 win team.
Mike Tomlin's.
Yeah. Those sayings that they.
I mean, what they finished last year, Tony? What were they, 9-8?
Yeah.
How much like this team is a lot better than last year? And they.
I think the schedule is actually easier this year too.
Yes, like I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel.
I think
team ride
make the play. I think they team find ride, way into boys. The playoff.
Team ride, steel curtain.
Team ride, yeah.
Team Let's ride. Go. Team ride on that
9 wins, baby.
Team ride, steel curtain, and team ride on. We got no. We're not so super sure on what the Bears season's going to be.
And I mean, you remember last summer we absolutely destroyed the Bears. Like we just were so.
I was so
hard on the Bears.
Actually,
and really, the number one overall pick.
This is the worst bet that I made.
Wasn't wrong.
I made a bet for them to only win three or them to win like two games or something, and they won three fucking games. Got the first overall pick. I was so mad.
What happened?
That's life.
Hey, that'll happen.
Steelers to make playoffs at +130 is a reasonable number.
See, like, I also worry, like, could they win 10 and miss the playoffs? Is that going to happen in the AFC?
Yeah, I worry about that with the Finns, too, man. The fucking AFC, dude.
I like doing this because, I mean, I like parlaying this one with the Patriots because I love betting on the two best coaches, in my opinion, in the NFL. Steelers to win the AFC North at +470. I just think... It's Mike Tomlin, bro.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet. Can you pick it second year?
Yeah. I mean, everything coming out of camp is good. That always. And, I mean, Steelers reporters are pretty negative. So it's actually nice to hear a little positivity this year.
Also, another.
Hands grown.
It doesn't matter. George Pickens' hands are nasty. And George Pickens is also at 4.5 for regular season touchdowns. And.
Is that just the going fucking rate for every wide receiver?
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
For everyone that's like...
The hype train is starting to outpace a bit.
For GP?
Yeah. Yeah. Not like a lot of OPI in these highlights.
He's a fighter.
I fucking sound like a Bengals mark.
I'm just, just saying.
Have any people asking for highlights from Bengals camp? Yeah, let me know when Simeon hits Chase with a deep ball. let me know. Send it over. I'll be glad to
watch. Oh, wait, you're getting attacked because there's not enough Bengals highlights on what, Pat's Instagram or whatever?
Oh, yeah, because I posted that Pickens one on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
The best. It's like, man.
Your quarterback's out.
Yeah, Simeon's throwing slants. Anyone got
a clip of Simeon spinning it, let me know. Gladly.
I do think the simulator will do well this preseason.
Tomorrow we have the Packers and Browns.
Yeah. Wait, you got any League's Cup tonight, Gumps?
Yeah, I like it's juicy, but I like Philly to advance.
Gotcha.
I don't like, I know they're +105 and 90, but after last night, I think you got to just lay the juice and take the juice to advance.
Yeah, I was thinking that with their best player to score, but I got the bug a bit now that I'm on the fucking messy
money. It has been entertaining. I've watched a lot of it. The Women's World Cup's been pretty entertaining too.
To the viewers out there, if you see any quarterback starting news for these preseason games, tag us.
Yeah, we'll tag you too.
Thanks, appreciate it.
We'll tag you back.
Except the only one I've really seen, and I haven't done the deep dive yet, is the Trask and Baker.
Yeah.
Which you assume they're both going to play a good bit if they're trying to figure the fuck out.
Yeah. Yep.
Plus, they got to figure out if Wirfs can play left tackle or not.
Dime's going to play a half of every game, earn that money.
A half?
I'm just kidding.
Did he play last week?
DeVito time.
It is Tommy DeVito.
You got to remember
the real Mr. Brock.
Chargers don't play anybody.
Yeah, they play the Rams, right?
The Rams normally don't play anybody. We'll see there, though, because their whole roster is so fucking young.
Yeah, they all have new players.
Broncos didn't play anybody last year, but I think Sean Payton's going to be. I think Sean Payton
played. Yeah, I think they're playing everybody.
Yeah, I think they are too. Is Thursday who? Patriots and. Let me figure that out.
Yeah, I was looking this morning. Yeah, Houston at New England.
Yep, and then Vikings, Seahawks.
Oh, let's go. Mills.
Lock season.
Woo! Oh, dude, I'm pumped. I get three more games of Dougie Mills.
Who the Vikings got behind Kirk?
Good question.
I've been trying.
They signed. Isn't it Mullins?
Ooh. Oh, they got. Ooh.
Ooh.
He can sling it in pre.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's Mullins and Jaren Hall, who is the quarterback from BYU last year.
Tell you what, I don't see the Falcons playing Heinicke or Ridder that much. Dolphins are live at +2.5 because it's.
You don't think the Falcons are going to play them?
I think
Skyler lit up the preseason last year.
Yeah, so does Trufolsky, and he's fucking cut.
I mean, that's just injustice.
Let's also keep an eye
that on guy better, that guy better be on a team by fucking... Somebody picked that lad up.
Cowboys signed him.
They took the ball out of his fucking hand, man. What do you want him to do? You made him hand it off every play.
Well, there's a new GM in town, a quarterback, so...
Yeah, well, you'd be betting against the fucking Jets this weekend, that's for sure. Fucking Tim Boyle's getting two quarters.
Bruce?
Also, let's keep an eye on joint practices. See what the
hubbub is out of those. Yeah.
There was a very good interview with Max Crosby yesterday.
A lot of time when there's joint practices.
Camp fights.
The starters do not play in the preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Tennessee, is Levis going to play, right?
He has to. I think him and Malik Willis.
Tennessee's plus three at Chicago. I think that's live.
Probably won't play Fields that much.
Well, I can't bet against the Bears.
Well, who knows? Lollapalooza week two is.
I mean, you got fucking. I believe they got fucking PJ Walker and Nate Peterman. So.
Oh, they got PJ Walker.
Ooh, bit of a dog.
That could be the game of the weekend, to be honest.
And Peterman.
You know what we have again? We lost this last year. I think it killed every parlay we had. Remember the Colts lost with. What was that quarterback who came in from Notre Dame?
Oh fuck! I hate this guy now.
Yeah, we got the Colts at Buffalo again.
It's gonna kill me until I figure out this guy's name. I hate this. John Kaiser.
No.
It wasn't Kaiser. He was a lefty.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
He split time with Kaiser. I can't remember his name right now.
No, he was a rookie.
He split time with Kaiser at Notre Dame. Kaiser took his job. I was actually at the game.
I know, he was a rookie last year in the NFL. That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else then.
Jackson Dart.
No.
No.
Spencer Sanders?
I don't think so.
Max Duggan?
No.
No, it's not Ian Book because he's on the Saints.
Oh.
He's still on the Saints?
Good pull.
Probably not, but he was that one game against Cowboys where... Man, he got sacked like 12 times.
Yeah.
Against the fans. Jack Cohn.
Thank you.
Jack Cohn buried us last year. I was at a wedding for like a seven-game park.
He's a Wisconsin quarterback up here.
In your brain, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I actually do not remember him playing at Notre Dame.
Fucking sure, dude.
All right. We good?
Tony had something for you. Well, Tony, I think this really plays when you're thinking about gambling and... There's a lot of ups and downs in gambling.
Okay.
Just like life. Okay. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
It's true.
I'd rather dance with the sinners than cry with the saints as well.
Yeah.
Who's that by?
That is by...
Stevie Nicks.
Dolly Parton.
Fuck yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Everyone, good luck tonight. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.